ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत ऑफ श्रील कृष्णदास कपिराज गोस्वामी Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Text 91, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhalo hoilo paile tumi param purusharta. Toma premete ami hoilung kritartha. Oh, it's hoilang, that's all Bengali. Okay, I wasn't looking very carefully. Bhalo hoilo paile tumi param purushartha. Toma premete ami hoilang kritartha. Any Bengalis here? No? Okay, who is learning? Someone is learning Bengali? Who is that? Someone here? Who? You're supposed to be Bengali. But you don't read the... Did you read the script? Oh, so give it a try. Khub bhalo, khub bhalo. Toma premete ami hoilam kritartha. Bhalo hoilo paile tumi param purushartha. Toma premete ami hoilam kritartha. Okay, from Palo Hoilo Param Purushartha Toma Premete Ami Hoilang Kritartha Divyong. Oops, I went silent. Any Devis. Bhalo hoilo paile tumi param purushartha. Toma premete ami hoilong kritartha. Bhalo hoilo. It's given here as let it be good. I think the I don't think Prabhupada did the word by word translation. That's not right. It means it. How do you translate it? It is good, I guess you could say. It has become good. It's definitely not let it be good. That would be palo hok. So I'll just make a note of that. Yeah, okay. Good. It's just like saying good. It's actually, you can't really translate it without the rest of the sentence. Acha hua, exactly. So just like in Hindi, you would just say acha. But then you have to say the rest of the sentence. Acha hua ki tum param purusharta milte ho. That's what it is in Hindi. But it's not, you couldn't, you would soon say acha hua means let it be good. It's a wrong translation. Anyway, next word is paile. You have gotten. Yeah. Tumi. You. Parama Purusharta. Super excellent goal of life. It's also, it's the topmost. It's Not really super excellent. There could be more than one super excellent, isn't it? Isn't it? Para means topmost. It can be used to say it's very good also, I guess. But specifically, Paramapurusharta means the topmost. And here in the translation, supreme goal of in the. Tomara. Your. Premete. By development in love of Godhead. Ami. I. Huilang. Become. It's actually have become. Kritartha. Very much obliged. How would you translate kritartha? Yeah, but I mean, how would you translate it into English from Hindi? What's your understanding of that?
I became obliged.
Okay. It is very good, my dear child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. Thus you have pleased me very much, and I am very much obliged to you. According to the revealed scriptures, if a spiritual master can convert even one soul into a perfectly pure devotee, his mission in life is fulfilled. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always used to say, even at the expense of all the properties, temples and mutts that I have, if I could convert even one person into a pure devotee, my mission would be fulfilled. It is very difficult, however, to understand the science of Krishna, what to speak of developing love of Godhead. Therefore, if by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and the spiritual master of disciples attains the standard of pure devotional service, the spiritual master is very happy. The spiritual master is not actually happy if the disciple brings him money. But when he sees that a disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life, he is very glad and feels obliged to such an advanced disciple. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. I forgot, what's the next line? Isn't it amazing? Smriti Shak, what is that? Yeah, I was thinking of the Chanu Dinim Ra Dharma Satyam Shocham Shamadaya, which I said yesterday. I can't remember it now. Kalena Balina Rajan Nangshantyayo Balang Smritihi. Amazing. I said every day and I just couldn't remember. There you go. Brahm Pramad Vipralipsa Karana Patav. Arya Vigya Vake Nahido Sheshab. So there you go. Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Srila Prabhupada. That's the first thing. And then after that, what comes? The gift of the Guru, Gauriya Guru. And then the next thing is Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Sarupam Rupam Tasyagaram Urupurim Matarim Goshtavatim. Radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shrigurum tam natosmi. So the beginning is removing the ignorance, and then you go, well, it's actually abhideya with prayojan very much in mind, that by the great mercy of the Guru who we offer respects to, I have the aspiration and the possibility for chanting the holy names, for attaining to the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his great followers, Rupa Damada, Rupa Sanatan, Goswami, service to Mathura, Govardhan, Radha, Kund. This is the possibility. Therefore, we offer respects. Vandeham, Sri Guru, Sri Atav, Parakamalam, Sri Gurun, Vaishnavangscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. I pray I never forget that verse. Well, it's possible. That's why we're in the material world. We forgot to chant Hare Krishna. So it is very good, my dear child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. Thus you have pleased me very much, and I'm very much obliged to you. This is Ishvara Puri. Speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishvara Puri is the Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Achyutananda might not agree with that. Yeah, he won't agree with that. Now, what am I talking about? This is a Chaitanya Charitamrita quiz. Achyutananda doesn't agree. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Advaita Acharya was a five-year-old boy, and when he heard Advaita Acharya, his father, who also happens to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, say that Keshava Bharati is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the five-year-old boy protested and said, he's the guru of all the worlds. How can you say someone else is his guru? Now, we're having the leaders meeting a little later, Krishna willing. So I'm going to have a little leadership quiz here. Oh, okay. Now, let's just imagine there's someone who likes to cook for the deities and for the devotees, and he cooks some things quite well, but mostly makes a mess of it, and seems to make more and more of a mess of it the more he cooks. But he's a senior and respected devotee. But he puts salt in the sweet rice and undercooks the rice and puts too much chilies. Or for India, we have to say not enough chilies in the sabji. And, you know, you get the idea. But he wants to serve all the devotees, but he just makes a mess of it. What do you do as a leader? You have to tell him that, well, everyone would be it's prasadam, but it's just. So what do you do? And he insists on going on, and you don't want to upset him. But he's making. What do you do? Do you sacrifice one person for the sake of the whole village? That means all the devotees are leaving your temple. No one comes to the Sunday feast. What do you do? You have to move him on. He might leave Krishna consciousness or become your enemy. So these are actually the kind of things that leaders have to deal with. A lot of the service is dealing with people's egos, as you might have noticed. And of course, the first one you have to think of is your own ego. That's a major problem. I'll get round to that also. What about a kirtan leader? Then he loves to lead kirtan, but off key, always breaking the you know what I mean? They go 1, 2, 3, and he's out of time. And in fact, if you're from Russia or maybe Slovenia, singing Sri Guru Charana Padma, it's a tradition that everyone plays out of time. Have you noticed? They just think that's the way to do it. It's very difficult to correct them. They can't understand that they're out of time, or they're singing off tune, or their voice is, it could win the world singing championship among the frogs. So what He's singing with a lot of bhakti, maybe, but it's just not very enchanting. So, and the cook may be doing a lot of bhakti also, feeling I want to serve, and but it's just a mess. So what do you do for the kirtan leader like that? Same kind of thing, I guess. Maybe you could have singing among the... Maybe not in public. Okay, then another example. What if you have a temple leader who just... is clearly obvious to everyone except himself that he's not doing a very good job? What do you do? He's not doing anything wrong in the sense of, you know, might not be thrashing the devotees or stealing money, but just not able to get it together. What do you do? Again, it's the ego there, that some ego that I want to do it for Krishna, but everyone else can see there's something difficult there. Now, it was well accepted or understood or that Satsarup Maharaj was not a good manager, but Prabhupada kept him anyway because he said that whatever I say, you try to do it. So he thought that was, even if he can't do it very well, he thought that was a good qualification. And he also stressed that a leader means leader in hearing and chanting. Satsarup Maharaj quoted him on that. And there is a letter which doesn't exactly, but there are many, many letters in which Prabhupada says that the main duty of leaders is to see that all the devotees are rising early, chanting their rounds, and he must do by his own example. So Srila Prabhupada kept him in that position, even though he wasn't and isn't a natural leader of men. The Ishvara Bhav, as you know, that term comes twice in Bhagavad Gita, once to describe the demons and once to describe the Kshatriyas. They naturally have that, okay, man, let's get together here and let's get organized and do something. That's a required quality of a Kshatriya. So it's good when it's used in Krishna's service or for the sake of upholding dharma. But when it's used for exploiting others, then it's demoniac. And there can be a fine line between that also. But in either case, it's dominating others. So leader means... there's some domination, which is contradictory, you might say, in Krishna consciousness, because in Krishna consciousness one has to be a servant. That's the whole idea, right? To become a servant. But you have to dominate others. And that's unavoidable. If you have children, which most people do, then you just can't treat them as equals. They tried in Sweden, but look at what a mess. What a mess that country is. And they still can't admit it, even though they're destroying the whole country by their super egalitarian qualities. Not qualities, ideas. So there has to be the... When you say, okay, I won't get married, then I won't have children, I won't dominate anyone, but... Okay, so some ants are attacking all your food. So what do you have to do? You have to make some arrangement. You have to dominate them. Okay, I'll be a renunciant. And then within the society of renunciants, there's also a hierarchy. You can't avoid it. Hierarchy is there. And whatever communistic, socialistic, democratic theories, it's absolutely unavoidable. So one has to be selfless. Pure devotional service means selfless. So how can you lead and not be in a mood of domination? Not in a mood of, no, domination, but not in a mood of exploitation. And dominating means not in the Ishvara bhav of thinking that I am the Ishvara. Ishvara bhav for the Kshatriya means he has the feeling of being a controller, but then he should recognize that he is doing so as the representative of Krishna. But if one actually thinks, I am the Ishvara, then he's wrong, and he's in Maya. So pure devotional service means being selfless, not just selfless, but Atma Samarpana, offering oneself fully to Krishna. Right? That's basic philosophy. Actually practicing it is something else, but the whole process of devotional service and the whole society of ISKCON is made to make an atmosphere and make a system whereby we can fully give ourselves to Krishna. Otherwise, if you just try to be, what happens with the Mayavadis? Iccha dvesha samuttena. They try to become free of desire, but they don't recognize that the source of that desire is envy of Krishna. So they might end up desireless, but they still have envy of Krishna. And therefore, the desire comes back again, which is why aruha kritraina parang padang tataf patantyato naruta yushmadangra. They fall down again because they didn't root out the root cause, which is envy of Krishna. And they actually think they became Krishna. So, to be a leader in Krishna consciousness means one has to be the most selfless. You can be a leader by being appointed in a post, and one might be quite competent in doing that, but to really lead others means to lead them on the path back to Godhead, which means to become selfless. So, that's really the meaning of being a leader. It's not so much material abilities to manipulate the material energy and to motivate people or whatever. All those things are there, but the real thing is to be selfless and not to take a position. Just like someone may take a position, they like to be a cook, but they're not very good at it. They might be selfless in doing so. But so again, the leader has to have some material abilities also. It's a very demanding position. Has to be very intelligent, conscientious, knowledgeable about spiritual life and about the material world. One has to be tuned into the material world. Just like this, here in India, the general sales tax came up, and the leaders of ISKCON, knowing that it was coming up, they prepared for that. If you weren't aware, if you're just so transcendental that we're not aware of all this, then transcendental was used in a facetious way, sarcastic way. So that would be harmful to Krishna's service. So you have to be materially tuned. How far do you go materially tuned in? So if you spend all your day just reading the news in the name of being knowing what's going on in the world, so that you know what the local MP wore, what's his latest fashion that he wore to a party last night. You get that, right? Not the MP, but the Bollywood news, and they say, so-and-so went to a party dressed in this. It's just, people are interested in that. It comes every day. So you don't read things like that. So it requires discrimination. perception, which is a very important part of intelligence. But the main thing is one must be selfless, not doing it for oneself, but clearly doing it for Krishna's pleasure. And it is quite possible within ISKCON, as in many other organizations, Maki? Hey? I didn't know. Okay. If I don't know, it doesn't matter, does it? I can see. There are quite a few here and there, but I wasn't. Okay. It really shouldn't be within an organization which is supposed to be for selfless service. And there are many such organizations within the world which are charities, which are supposed to be selflessly serving others, that people, they lab puja pratishta. They're there largely because of monetary gain, which would have to be by corruption, because charities, they're not supposed to give huge salaries to their workers. But in charities, there's good opportunity for corruption also. So for respect and position, but as our friends, the sociologists, have noted, it's not such a brilliant thing to note, that in religious organizations, you often find people in position who are not that very religious or spiritual, but they're getting some benefit from being in a position, either in terms of what's the word? Bhaktisthan Sasrata used to will lucre, L-U-C-R-E. It's a lucre. They're getting some material gain, and there's also there's all puja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want la puja pratishta jato upashakagon. There's being respected. It can be a very great intoxication to be respected and to have some position. So it should not be permissible. And I really don't like it in those who are supposed to be leading in my name. Whatever, they may be a good leader, may be good at bringing people in and bringing money, bringing disciples and all this. Prabhupada mentions this in this purport. But they're not doing it transparently. It's obviously, how do you say transparently? You can say sincerely, transparently? Paradarshi. Does it work? The metaphor works in Hindi also? Yeah? Okay. So, as Prabhupada says in this purport, that the spiritual master is not really that satisfied if he sees a disciple brings money. And with money we can say money, properties, material. Not exactly, if it's done for Krishna, it's not material, but you could say physical achievements. But you're actually satisfied if you're seeing someone's becoming pure devotee. And then they can help others to become pure devotees. But if the person who's taking a position of leadership is himself not becoming pure devotee, then he can't help others also to do that. And then what's the point? Why be in this society at all? You can go off and join any organization, which is just like I often give the example of the Lions Club and the Rotary Club. They do a little charity here and there, but the main purpose is a bunch of people who want to be glorified, so they all get together and glorify each other. And then they feel satisfied. And they build a bus shelter here and there and put the name, the plaque on the bus shelter is almost as big as the bus shelter. It costs very insignificant amount that the industrialist gets by exploiting the people who stand in the bus shelter so they can go to his factory. So, yeah, if you want prestige, There are other ways to do it. It's horrible when we see someone who's supposed to be in Krishna consciousness, but so much concerned with things which are supposed to be the concerns of materialistic people, and not even all materialistic people. It's not that all of them are into it. Most people aren't that much. Well, they are, but they don't make the sacrifice that's required to get some prestige. You have to do something to get some prestige. You have to work hard and distinguish yourself. I'm talking a little heavily here. And I've spoken like this many times. And I'm not getting on the case of all of you. I'm happy to work with, I'm blessed to have so many good, selfless disciples, but in recent times, some, as you know, there's some who I misjudged, and it came to be seen that they were not really disciples at all. They were disciples of their own ego, and it can happen to anyone, because Maya doesn't relax. Kshurasya dhara nishita durataya durgang patas tat kavayo vadanti. Spiritual life is like a very sharp razor, can be used to cut this beard very nicely. Or it can be, if one is not careful, it can cut your throat also. So it's a difficult path. Say those who are knowledgeable. So again, it's not that I'm getting on the case of you all, but Maya is always there. There's honest, selfless leaders who just want to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission throughout the many challenges that we face. And we have these leaders coming together to help us jointly face the challenges that we have to face. So, yeah, a strong sense of mission means a strong sense of sacrifice. Our life is a sacrifice. Yagyatat karmano neatra. People work in Varnashram society. Everything is offered in sacrifice. And that means that all the work that they do becomes a sacrifice, because it's all aimed at that, making ultimately a sacrifice. So, sense of sacrifice means that not just sometimes doing, but I go on book distribution for 2 hours a week. Okay, that's good, but it's a sense of my whole life is meant for that. It's for spreading Krishna consciousness, to bring Krishna consciousness to the unfortunate people that don't have it, to uplift the fallen souls. In other words, a leadership role calls for an advanced devotee, one who has understood the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and is fully committed to that, and who is, and to a considerable extent has overcome the gross anartas, such as wanting gross sense gratification or subtle sense gratification. It's not expected that everyone has to be a completely pure devotee in all respects overnight, because that's unrealistic. But one has to be advanced enough that one can act on that platform, despite that even the mind may have so many somersaults. But you just ignore that and go on with Krishna consciousness, and don't. Someone who's learned to say no to the mind. The mind is still there, but you don't indulge the mind in its evil propensities. So the leadership role, it's a great opportunity to serve Krishna. in the manner that is prescribed for this age, Sankirtan Yajna, which means Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradigram, spreading Krishna consciousness. It's a great opportunity. And it's very dangerous also because one can degrade oneself and others by misleading or wrongly leading. That example is given of the one sandalwood tree in a forest can send the whole forest. And what's the other example of the bad thing? One fire? The fire in the tree, just a little fire, if it's not controlled, can destroy the whole forest. And that example is given by Chanakya of it's an example that one good son or disciple can glorify the whole family, and one bad son can destroy the whole dynasty, can undo it. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity and great challenge. And it requires to be honest in the sense that of that, okay, I'm conditioned, but I'm trying to serve, and straightforward like this. I make mistakes, everyone makes mistakes. There are different kinds of mistakes. There are mistakes of just, all kinds of mistakes, by mistaking one thing to be something else, the rope and the snake. You may misjudge people, but that can be very, cause very difficult situations, especially for a leader if they misjudge people. But on the other hand, you can't not judge people. This idea of being non-judgmental is completely impractical. You have to judge people all the time, otherwise you're going to be cheated upside down and inside out. So, different kinds of mistakes. Yeah, you may be embark on a wrong policy which causes, as a leader, you engage so many people in doing something and it just things don't work out. So that's why it's good to consult with others before embarking on a major policy. But you can never tell what will happen in future. There's no person who did anything great, even materially speaking, who didn't make mistakes. So mistakes will be there. But there's another kind of... Of course, leaders shouldn't be making mistakes all the time, otherwise it's going to be disastrous. They have to have sufficient intelligence to live and work in the world. That's why managers in companies get paid more than workers, generally speaking, because they have to make the right kind of decisions that will benefit the company. But there are mistakes also where, for instance, if someone acts very spitefully towards someone else, you say, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. Well, it's not the same as making an error of judgment. There's something wrong in the heart there. So if it's not enough just to say, well, sorry, I made a mistake. It's on a different platform altogether. So yeah, as a leader, you can do great things, and either way, the opportunity is there to wonderfully develop Krishna consciousness in a certain area, either physical area or one area like scientific preaching or something. That's another area, another kind of usage of the word area. There's also the possibility to really mess things up very seriously if one's not properly prepared. I was talking last night with Keshavananda Prabhu, but one devotee is very eager to do scientific preaching. He said had a little initial success, but I've curbed him and said, wait a minute, you have to learn some science before you can do that. Otherwise, you're going to go out on there on television and and then some real scientist comes and says, you got it wrong, and then you don't have a clue what to say, and you just make a big mess and make yourself and everyone you're supposed to be representing, including the whole parampara, make them look stupid because you're stupid. So there's the opportunity to do great things both ways. Egoism, mithya ahankar, yeah, false egoism. In generally in English we just say egoism. Also you say ahamta, something like that. But really the word is false egoism, because that's a Mayavadi idea. You just stop all the ego altogether. But rather it's to change the ego from Ishvaraham to Ishvara Dasoham. So the aham stays, but it's misidentification of oneself as being, I am the Lord and Master of all that I survey. You know, Prabhupada used to say that. I believe that's quoted from some poem that he read at school. What is that? The lone mariner or something. Someone gets stranded on some island, and I'm the Lord and Master of all I survey. He's the only person stuck on an island. the something mariner. Do you know what that is? The lone mariner. Some English class. Yeah. It's not that big. It's not up there with Shakespeare. Yeah. But they studied it at school. So, if one becomes egoistic, false egoistic, or full of oneself, this is an English saying, I'm sure that there's must be parallel sayings in pretty much every language in the world. Can you think? In Croatian, Hungarian, you're from Hungary? Full of yourself. Puffed up. that puffed up saying, I guess that comes from pigeons. The male pigeon walks around with his chest. You must have seen chest out and puffed up. So there are sayings and you'll find in every language. The term greedy, for instance, is there in every language. It's a universal phenomenon that people are greedy. It's not that you don't have it in, say, Tibetan, where they're supposed to be Buddhists and not greedy. But the term must be there also. So if one becomes egoistic, then you can't be a disciple, actually. What to speak of being a pure devotee, because disciple means to submit oneself. But then you say, well, if the guru tries to correct me, he must be wrong. It's very dangerous, because if one is a servant and envious, it's very dangerous. Then you want to kill the master. This person, he's exploiting me, he's mistreating me. The Nawab Hussein Shah, he was just a nothing. He was just a servant boy. And somehow he came up by the mercy of Subuddhi Rai. And he came up in the world and he became a servant to the previous Nawab, and he killed him and took over. Very dangerous if one becomes envious as a servant. So purity is the force. Prabhupada accepted that statement if he didn't personally say it. And of course, that's there. The whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is a treatise. It's on Bhakti Rasa, but then what is Bhakti? And specifically, Rupa Goswami explains what is Shuddha Bhakti. What is the... And we all know, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Kama Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanushilam Bhakti Rutama. This is the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the topic of all the Vedic literatures, and especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Rupa Goswami, he states that this is the topic. The topic is of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Shuddha Bhakti. And Shuddha Bhakti means that devotional service which is executed favorably, means for Krishna's pleasure, and without any admixture of desires for enjoying this world or desires for renouncing it. And that is Bhaktir Uttama. And on the non-Uttama platform, there is when there's mixed desires. So Rupa Goswami doesn't discuss that. That is discussed in other Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures, but it's not discussed in Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. That means mixed with karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti. So that's discussed elsewhere. But without that, if one takes leadership in an organization which is meant for promoting Shuddha Bhakti, but one is not acting on the platform of Shuddha Bhakti, he's going to misrepresent the society. And he's going to pollute it with karma and jnana. Karma, very broadly, meaning desires for personal enjoyment. And jnana, we don't see much of that. The pollution from jnana, the desire for merging into the oneness, although it's more subtle, so you don't see it, so it's not so obvious. So that purity is required. The intention to serve Krishna. Tikka kale bhakta kore atta samarpan. At the time of initiation, one completely submits oneself. So without that, everything will degenerate into cheating dharma. Everything except pure devotional service, it's cheating dharma. Dharma kaitava. Projita, thrown out. Okay, Vyasadeva, second verse of Bhagavatam. Okay, what's the subject? Dharma. Okay, very good. Dharma, the subject is Kaitava Dharma? No, Projita, completely kicked out. That's the first thing. Before even describing what the Dharma is, the first thing is, first of all, kick out all the rubbish. Then we can come to the real thing. Because that's what the position we're in the material world. We're in the rubbish situation, so we have to come out of the trash heap, and then we can come to the real thing. You have to take a bath before you go in the deity room. So we have to chaito darpana marjana. We have to get clean. And then, what is that? Krishna mantra hoite hobe shang shama shan Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna. Okay, first you have to get liberated from the material world. Then we can come to pure love of Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. So purity is required. Everything otherwise, if we're not intentionally cultivating pure devotional service, if we're just moving things around, manipulating the material energy, that could be karma mishra bhakti, but it's not what Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas came from this spiritual world to teach. It's not what they came to give. So it may be bhakti, but it's not going to fulfill the purpose of the acharyas if we're not pure. Gurus must be pure. The leader means guru, may not be diksha guru, but is acting as a guru. So don't be too eager to be a guru. One should be very eager to be a servant, not eager to be a guru. It might be one's service to be a guru, but if it's understood like that, then you can be a guru. But if one thinks, I want to be a guru, then you're in trouble. And we see here in India, because still so many people are pious, it's very easy to become a guru. Maybe when we think of guru nowadays, we think of the super gurus who come on TV and their face is outside every kirana shop. You know that one, the yoga guru, everywhere his face, right? Selling herbal hair oils and all things like that. So you might think that's a guru, but you can also pick up a few people here and there and get going. You know, even the big yoga guru must have started off with a few people, so you never know, you can build up. But even if you don't build up, you can be satisfied with a few people to praise you and give you enough money to pay the bills and maybe have a lavish wedding for your daughter also. So it's easy to cheat others. And we see in ISKCON and India, mini gurus means they're not initiating, but they actually tell their followers who are stupid enough to believe them. Everyone gets what they want, I guess, that the Shiksha guru is more important than the Diksha guru, and then they just act completely as a guru and tell all kinds of things to their disciples, which I personally wouldn't dare to tell them. I wouldn't dare to get involved in my disciples' life in such detail as they may do. So be careful. Again, leaders means primarily spiritual leader. And you may build a huge temple and it'll become a museum. Like we have so many here in Gujarat, so many Swaminarayan temples, beautiful temples, they're all empty. It's good that they're empty, because if there's anyone in there, it means they're all being misled, because it's a completely bogus idea. But even if you have either full or empty, if without spiritual life, what is the need of a temple? That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that I'd be willing to, this great marble temple in Bagh Bazar was considered, this is it, now we made it. We started off with a group of people living in Mayapur just picking the wild shark, there was nothing to eat. And now we got a prestigious temple in the heart of Calcutta. It's a big, big thing. And he said, better to sell all the marble and print books, even at the expense of all my mutts. If I have one pure devotee, I'll think my mission is successful. So it's not that we shouldn't build temples, and it requires competent leaders to do things like that. But we always have to remember what we're doing it for. We're not, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I've not come to this world as a mason, but as a, that it'll be his obituary. They have the obituary ready for people so that they don't have to, when they die you can put it in their obituary. And he built so many temples. So that's not the achievement. And someone else, some mason, may have built so many more buildings. But to be a spiritual leader, it's actually in many ways more difficult, because it comes to the conditioned soul much more easily to manipulate the material energy. But to surrender to Krishna, that requires a completely different consciousness. So a spiritual leader means has a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna, and should be, you can see if someone has that kind of taste or not. If they don't like to be in kirtan, they turn around in kirtan like that, when's it going to be over? And or they just don't go, or no taste for studying spiritual philosophy or discussing it. Maybe very good in building buildings and maintaining bank accounts, but what's the point? Actually, if someone's good like that and they work under the direction of a spiritual leader, that can be good also. But they shouldn't be seen as the spiritual leader. They should be eager to go, Namagane Sadaruchihi. It should be eager for Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution. Not that they just give lectures and orders. And that's it, now I'm a leader. I sit on a big seat, I guess, not such a big seat today, and give orders, and that's it, you're a leader. But you have to lead from the front, so to speak. Be out there with them. Respect and service is part of being a leader. We don't say it shouldn't be there. Hierarchy is there, which means there's respect. There's the juniors serve the seniors. That's all very good. But as much as one wants these things personally, then you're disqualified as a spiritual leader. Because the core, what do they call that? Motivational. They have all these New Age seminars, what do they call motivational leadership training, personality development. So all our, this kind of, you know, Hindi is for motivational speaking. And there must be some terms. No, in Hindi they'd say, maine ek personality development course gayata. So that's Hindi. There you go. I translated it for you. So, yeah, we have our all our New Age seminar, personality development. Okay, we have, what's the verse? Trinadapi sunichena tarari vasahishna. That's the real personality development. Their idea of personality development is make big, 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 big. I'm bigger, I'm bigger, I'm big. And explode. And our idea is to... Tavapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrishang vachin. So this, and especially for leaders, because leader means you become, you should have more, you have to give to others, so you should have more than them. Just like someone may be the leader of others, but then he's submissive to others, because the other person has more to give, or is more advanced. So we always, leader means the only... Real is Ishvara Parama Krishna, and everyone's underneath him, right? What is that? Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Asa Britta, Jare, Joiche, Nache, Tare, Toiche, Karanrit. So everyone's a leader, everyone can be a leader, but they always have a leader on top of them, who's more than them, and until you get up to Krishna, and then there's Radha, and then you're not quite sure who's in charge there, because some people say it's Krishna and some people say it's Radha, but we know that anyway, they're above us. So, yeah, that's the most important shloka for all of us, because the desire to be respected kills bhakti. It's very dangerous, but it's there in a leadership role. One is respected and should be respected. You can't lead others unless they show some respect to you. One way to get respect, I'm not talking about in a spiritual organization, is that the Stalin technique. You either do what they say or they kill you. So they definitely respect you very much. But it's not the devotional method. But the point is, unless people respect you, you can't lead. And you can't use the Stalin technique. I think even the GPC probably wouldn't allow it. Not killing people. Not that much. What is that saying? You should gain respect. Command respect, don't demand it. But having position, this position itself demands some respect. Because someone's in such and such a position, you should respect them. The policeman may be a terrible husband and a drunkard, but when he's there directing the traffic, you have to do what he says. So the position in itself demands some respect. But in devotional service especially, you really have to command it, because devotional service is voluntary. Another way to get respect is to pay people to do devotional service, but then it's not devotional service. So you can also get respect, because if they don't respect you, they don't get their payment. But that also kills devotional service, because it's artificial. So, very basic stuff here. Think of everyone as Prabhu. Very basic. It's a good thing to remember. In devotees under a leader are subordinate to him, but we have to think of them not so much as subordinate. In one sense you have to, but always have to remember, it's my Prabhu. Even this Nishikant Sanyal, Narayan Das Adhikari, one of the leading disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, despite being a grihastha in a very vairagi-orientated organization, the Gauriya Mutt. So he was very much respected. He was initiated, and then when his wife gave up trying to oppose his being so much in Krishna consciousness. She thought, better join. He's, anyway, he only comes home to sleep, and that's only also on Guru's order. Otherwise, he'd go from the college, he was a college professor, which was a big thing in those days, to the mutt. And then he'd come home at night. And he would give all his salary to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who would give him, he was earning lots of money, and he'd give him enough back to maintain his family. And his wife didn't like it. She came one time to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and brought all her jewelry and said, "Yeah, you take it, because anyway it's meant for serving my husband. He's not interested, so you might as well take it. He's given everything to you, so I'm also." Anyway, she eventually became initiated with the sons also, and then he would call them Prabhu and treat them as godbrothers, his sons. So I'm not exactly how sure how that worked out, but that's what's told. So the idea is that instead of thinking, I'm leading others, I am the leader, I'm going to save you, I am the captain of the ship to take you over the dangerous ocean of... I'm serving others. Service. Always means not to... In Krishna consciousness, service doesn't mean to lord over others, but to act for their benefit, which might mean chastising them. That's also part of it. But the whole idea is to think how to act for their benefit. So to be a devotee first, that's the main thing. The spiritual master is very glad and feels obliged to such an advanced disciple when he sees the disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life. So one is a devotee first and a leader second. Not that we become so much caught up in our upadhi that I'm a leader, so I'm... It's a leader or nothing. If they remove me from the post, then, get on my high boots and let's get out to the disco. It's not like that. Then there's another example of one devotee. He was in one. I believe it was in Brahmagiri, Alalanath Mart. I'm giving many examples from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So someone said he's been there many years doing service, and someone said, well, he's just attached. He told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this Brahmachari, he's just attached to the place and his position and everything. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he called him in and said, okay, now you leave and you go somewhere else. I'm sending you to another mat. Immediately, yes, Guru Maharaj. He wasn't attached. He was just doing his service. It just happened to be that he was in that one particular place. And then he said, okay, all right, you stay here. It's all right. Because he was doing good service. But that's the idea. One should think of oneself, not that I'm a leader devotee. I'm a devotee and I'm in the service of leadership. Otherwise, we just get caught up in mundane desert. It becomes mundane. To be a leader in Krishna consciousness is not mundane. It's spiritual, but you can take it as mundane. And you can take anything as mundane. You can take the deity of Krishna as being mundane. Just see a stone and it's a material outlook. So another very good verse for all devotees and for leaders, especially Nahang Vipro Nacharapati Napi Vaishana Shudrai Rodham, because I'm afraid I won't remember it. Nahang Varni Nachagri Hapatian Novanastu Yatirva Kintu Prodyam Nikala Paramanandam Punam Ritab there, then everyone knows the last line. Gopi Bhartur Pata Kamalayo Dasudasanadas. I'm not a Brahmana. Who wants Brahmin? Who wants Brahmin exchange? Put your hand up. No one's Brahmin exchange. Oh. I want Brahmin exchange. I'm not a Brahmin. You could laugh. You already got it. Let's see if you didn't have it, if you'd be laughing. I am not a Brahmana. I want to cook for the deities. Okay. And then 2 years later, how many times did you cook for the deities? I don't think he did ever. I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, or a Shudra. I'm definitely not a Shudra. You're a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmacharya, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. He only said it three times because Otherwise, you could just fill up the whole book, 400 pages, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and you get the idea, right? I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar. And he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. If one identifies oneself as a leader, you're not going to be able to go back to Godhead because all the top spots are already taken up there. So, at least retire before you die, but you never know when you're going to die. So, sometimes in organizations they invent new posts, just like an example from Bangladesh, that when they organize, say in the town, they organize a Nam Yagya in a town or whatever, and then they make a committee, and everyone is in the committee. The committee is supposed to be a small group that decides, but everyone's in because no one wants to be left out, and so you invent all kinds of titles for them. And they do that. They may have something like chief hygienic device supervisor. It's the toilet cleaner, but they give some big title. So. I'm a chief hygienic device supervisor. What does that practically mean? Well, I clean the toilets. It's because people, they want some designation. So, what's the sum and substance of all this? Janma sata karo. Janma sata kari kor para upaka. Make one's life successful and work for the benefit of others. When leaders work together, things go nicely and can develop well. There's good example of that among the leaders, among my disciples here in Gujarat, who work very nicely and cooperatively together. It's quite surprising, actually, considering Kali Yuga, that over all these years, they haven't had any major differences or fallouts, and they all work very nicely together. How is that possible? Because of this kind of attitude. Everyone's there to serve together. And then things come up very well. And devotees under them also come up very well. Because that's what they join. That's what they become part of. And they're very happy to become part of that. And when that kind of atmosphere is there, you'll find that everyone wants to give. They're not calculating what... How much do I get out of this? And they all want to give, just like in Salem. So one of the brahmacharis, you're telling me that got some inheritance or something. 1 lakh, nothing. There's some land worth about 1 lakh, which nowadays is not much. But that's all their family have. And immediately... his father or mother asked, because it's supposed to be for him. He said, "What do it? Sell and give to the temple," like that. So that why they do that? If they see the leader is stuffing things in his pocket, he'll also want to stuff things in his pocket. And if you see the leader is giving everything to Krishna and is blissful by doing so, they also want to do so. It's spiritual genetics. You pass on to your spiritual descendants. What? Genetics. There's no word in Hindi. They probably just say genetics, right? There must be some word, some Sanskrit term. Come on, Jai Nityananda, make up a term for genetics on the spot. All right, we won't embarrass you anymore. It's not that because someone knows Sanskrit, they know everything. Yeah. Janin Vigyan. Okay, that's easy to follow. Janin. Janin means... No, not from Jean to Janine. Janin means that which gives birth. Isn't that used for... Anyway. Janana, yeah. Janana means genital, right? Hmm? That who procreates. That's sometimes used for genital also, isn't it? Anyway, there is. It must have been thought up by someone somewhere. So we're informed it's Janin Vigyan. Okay, so spiritual genetics. Adhyatmik Janina Vigyan. But if you say Janin Vigyan, people understand. You have to say Adhyatmik genetics. And they probably most Hindi speakers don't know what genetics means. In fact, I'm not quite sure what it is myself. I wonder if the geneticists do know what it means. They probably have a hard time defining it exactly, because that's the way science is, isn't it? Difficult to put everything exactly under one umbrella, one word. Okay, Vaishnavism. Yeah, I'm talking about working together, things go well. And it's a very difficult thing to be a leader in Krishna consciousness because we're going against the current of the whole material world in trying to promote Krishna consciousness. So in this, we might not be so much aware of that in pious India, where there are many people who at least superficially appreciate what we're doing. But we'll see how much the appreciation is there when they come to realize what we're actually preaching. So sometimes we're told, don't preach all these things because you'll upset people. But if we actually preach what we're supposed to preach, then it's inevitable we're going to upset people. And that's accepted in the world of academics and science and politics, and that you're going to upset people because people are always disagreeing with each other. It's part of life in the material. It's not the end of your career as a scientist if you say something which others don't agree with, within limits. Just like recently it came out that one scientist who'd spent years working under Stephen Hawking came out with saying his whole Big Bang Theory is wrong. It was his whole life and his whole reputation. But we can't blame him because the knowledge of mathematics we had at that time was not so developed as now. So this is science. If it's right today, it's wrong tomorrow. So anyway, that it goes on. And that's how the world is influenced, by different people saying different things, and then people disagree with them, and they have to establish their point over others by various means, by argument and by charisma and by propaganda. It's not all just philosophy. It's a lot of it is propaganda. So Srila Prabhupada also used that word propaganda, although it's not in English. It's not such a good word as it's often associated with Nazi propaganda, and in the English-speaking world, the Nazis are not considered such very nice people. Probably not in Hungary either. But in India, people, they're not so much, because in India there was a lot of support for Hitler because they had a common enemy, right? The British. So, yeah, anyway, the point I'm making there, we have to accept that we need all the help that we can get. So if we can work with others, help each other, take ideas from other, and then just like there's a Rath Yatra in one town, and send the devotees there and reciprocate. That's a very basic kind of thing, but ideas, and then we're thinking of doing, that's why we're having the meeting, we're thinking of doing this. What do we all think? How should we act together? Like this. We recognize that we need all the help. Otherwise, you find materialistic leaders, they're always afraid that someone's going to take my post. And in politics, you can never trust anyone because your most trusted man is actually thinking how to take your post. It happens all the time. And that's there in the Niti Shastra, isn't it? Not Niti Shastra, what is it? The Arthashastra. The kings, how they should act. It's also why they have Brahmins as ministers, because the Brahmins, they cultivate qualities which they don't want to be the direct leader. They can be very close and open with the Brahmin, but with another Kshatriya, they can make alliances, but they can never trust them. Even the king can't trust his own sons, at least in the modern world, maybe previously. The history of India. Who was that? Shah Jahan, was it? Who's, and Aurangzeb, yeah. He couldn't imagine what would happen, what his son would do to him. So, so if we don't recognize that we need all the help that we get and that we can get, and not just taking help, okay, I got something, but developing relationships of service together and service to Krishna, it's going to be very difficult, even spiritually, what to speak of materially. And we remain on the very neophyte platform of just thinking, I'm Ishwaroham, I'm doing everything by myself. I'm a great leader. I don't need anyone's help. I'm here on my own. So we should always remain a disciple. Tai shishya tava takya sarvada na loibo puja kar bhaktivinoda thakosa. Amito boishnav e buddhi hoile amano na hobo ami. Patishta sharashi hridoy dushi be hoibo neroi gami. Tai shishya tava taki. Takibo sarvada na loibo pujaka. That's three lines from a long song in which he says that if I think I'm a Vaishnava, then I won't be humble, I'll be puffed up. And the desire for prestige will contaminate my heart and I'll become a candidate for going to hell. Therefore, he says, speaking to his guru, I'll always remain your disciple and not desire respect from anyone. One should be ready to say, shishyasteham, and take it like that disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yeah, whatever you say. Take it. Take the guru's order as Krishna's will. Of course, that's the general principle. There may be other extenuating circumstances also. So getting back to the cook example, someone might like to do something, they might not be the best at doing it. They might even be good at doing it. Might be a good cook, but it might not be the best thing for them if they're becoming very puffed up and they don't let anyone else cook, for instance. I'm the only one. Radha, Madhava, they only like my cooking. They don't like anyone else's cooking. Then Radha, Madhava won't like your cooking, however good it is. They're like Vidur's wives' banana skins. But not your elaborate cooking, if one thinks like that. So it might not necessarily be the best service for someone, something that they like to do. Especially true in leadership, where one may like to be a leader for all the wrong reasons. Mm. So, summarizing, getting back to the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that a spiritual master is not actually happy if the disciple brings him money. But when he sees that a disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life, he is very glad and feels obliged to such an advanced disciple. So more than anything, I want to see you all be devotees. And that's the greatest achievement. Great achievements we want also. We want temples, farm communities, colleges, all kinds of things. But the main thing is to everyone should be very serious about cultivating their own spiritual life, being devotees. Oh, it's very late. All right, there could be many, many questions from this. On the other hand, I've said this kind of thing many, many times. So we'll stop there and go straight to the meeting, I guess. Hare Krishna. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.